This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from beautiful downtown Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief at the TruthAboutGuns.com. He is young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Good to be here.
So, let's talk about this, because I'm curious about this, because I did not know there had been a shooting in downtown Austin. I know that Austin is not, I know it actually doesn't have unicorns prancing in the streets and cobblestones made out of marijuana, but I did not realize that something had happened there.
This is not, unfortunately, unusual these days, especially in the last couple of years, in certain parts of downtown. On August 8th, an 18-year-old named, Eugene Ramirez shot a couple of people, killing one and paralyzing another one. And he was arrested. And what has been determined is he had been released on a couple of personal bonds, in other words, personal recognizance bonds, prior to that for firearm violations, prohibited, and possession of illegal substances. This goes back to June of 2021, I believe, when he and his brother, who's described as a documented gang member, got into a shootout with some people in a car. People drove off, came back, shot back at them, didn't hit them, but hit a couple of women. Mr. Ramirez was arrested. He was then released on a personal bond, and then failed to show up for his hearing until May of this year, when he was arrested in Travis County, which is where Austin is, and then let go again. When he was arrested the second time for not appearing in that first situation, he was caught with a gun, so he was in legal possession of a firearm and a certain amount of marijuana and cocaine. So that's nice. But the local judge let him go on another personal bond and cautioned him that he shouldn't engage in any criminal activity or possess any firearms, which was nice, and then I'm sure that he promised to do that, which he managed to do at least until August 8th when he blew away two people, killing one. The situation we have here in this particular instance is a perfect illustration of what is going on, not just in Austin, but in big blue cities all around the country. What you have is policies set by judges, set by city councils, and prosecutors that let so-called indigent people go on low or no bail, basically personal recognizance bonds, and they go out and they commit more crimes. And what this is doing is it is resulting in more and more people harmed, victimized, shot, and killed. It's a spiraling situation. Why? Because this person wasn't jailed after the first time he and his gang member brother got into a shootout with a bunch of other gang members. This really isn't difficult to understand, but this particular situation just is a great example of exactly this. So what we've got here is Austin's district attorney, Travis County district attorney, Jose Garza, who has let everyone know when he took office that he would not prosecute these types of situations. And we've got a judge who here in Travis County who, after a second firearm violation, let him go. Why? Because he was Mr. Ramirez was declared indigent, and the city council, Austin City Council, passed a policy directing that municipal courts prioritize reduced or zero bond for defendants back in 2017, and they fired judges who disagreed with them. So it isn't just the DA, although he's certainly part of the problem, it's also the city council. So everybody involved here is getting exactly what they wanted when they passed these, when they put these policies in place. And they wonder why gun sales are at record levels.
Well, I mean, you know, that part of it is, it's silly to sit back and actually think that way. And some of the stuff that they do is just absolutely crazy. Some of the, and it's quite the intricate little maze that they do when they're trying to put these policies together in order to infringe, isn't it?
Correct. And it's not, again, it's not just Austin, because the first offense, the shootout and arrest with guns and drugs, happened in Hayes County to our southwest, which isn't exactly a blue bastion, but they got the same policies there, apparently, and let this guy go on the promise that he'd show up for court someday, which, of course, he didn't. And then he was caught again here, again, violating with firearms and drugs, let go again. And now he's finally killed someone and maimed another person who will be paralyzed for the rest of their life.
Before we go to the break, do we have any, and I know you've been ranting about this for a long time, and I don't know if this has ever come across your bow, but don't most criminals, if they stay out there long enough, don't they escalate the kind of crime that they do in most cases?
I don't know that they're, I don't know the statistics on that. I certainly suspect that's the case, but I don't know that for sure. But it wouldn't surprise me at all. And again, this kid is 18, so that's three felonies in the last year, at least, that we know of, that he's been caught and charged with. Finally, they're holding him now on $1 million bond now that he's actually killed someone.
But could it be said that that system, the way that system played this out, could it be said that this Jose Garza, could he be charged with malfeasance of office?
I don't know. He's probably got immunity against that type of thing, and I don't believe that we have the ability to recall him, and I'm sure that in Austin you couldn't probably come up with the signatures even if we did.
I hate that is that way. Austin looks like a beautiful town and everything else. But hey, we're coming up on the first break, and this is on the front page, at the top of the front page, or it was. It was just a minute ago. at thetruthaboutguns.com, and their update and breaking news has no peer. No peer. But we'll be right back. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Gosh, me and my consonants today. Goodness. So, you have the enviable position of living in a state that Beto O'Rourke wants to be the governor of.
Yes, he does. And his campaign's going just about as well as his last two did. Actually, maybe a little worse. I think he lost to Ted Cruz by 5 points.
Yeah.
I believe in that election. That was a statewide Texas race. Of course, he was, for a brief time, a candidate for president, where he made the very public announcement that, hell yes, I'm going to take your AR-15. But that didn't last long either. He's shown himself mostly adept at sucking up and wasting campaign contributors' money, most of that coming in from both coasts rather than from Texas. And now, as you say, of course, he is running for governor. And as of the latest Real Clear Politics average of polls, I think he's 6.8 points behind Greg Abbott. And again, his two greatest hopes for closing that gap were a grid failure during the winter, which didn't happen, and then he was hoping again for a grid failure this summer, because we've had a hellaciously hot summer here, and you combine that with a huge influx of population and the demand. There's just record demand. There were a couple days back in, I think it was June, where the demand for electricity in Texas was more than the demand in California and New York combined. And yet the grid handled it. We haven't had brownouts. We haven't had blackouts, everything. And this is in the midst of weeks of three-digit temperatures. So, it's a hot summer here. It's not a record hot summer, but it's a Texas hot summer. And he was just hoping upon hope that there would be a grid collapse and that he could scream at people in Houston and Dallas and San Antonio and Austin that the reason is, of course, that he's going to try to blame Governor Abbott for that and use that to springboard himself and close the gap in the polls. Well, none of that has happened.
How would he use? I'm confused. How would he use a brownout on Governor Abbott? Because you guys haven't gone green, have you? Or have you?
Well, you'd be surprised how much we've gone green and how much of what percentage of our electricity is generated by wind turbines here. We have a lot of it. We have huge numbers. If you drive from Texas to from Austin to northwest Texas toward the Panhandle, you see miles and miles of wind turbines. And those are great most of the time, assuming the wind's blowing. But during the record cold temperatures we had here a couple of winters ago when the grid did go down, those things froze up. And a lot of our other electricity generating capacity went down too, because we had single digit temperatures here in Austin and farther south, and it just isn't built for that. So anyway, that's what he said was the impetus for getting him to get back into politics. At least according to a tongue bath article that the Washington Post ran on him yesterday, in which they lionized him and praised him for being brave enough to go into the deepest red parts of Texas and stand up to gun owners who have been following him all over the place with signs, many of them open carrying firearms, and telling them to get the hell out of town. He's carried on campaign events, most of which you can count the people who showed up for these things, like 2 a.m. And then as he comes out, he meets a gaggle of gun owners who have not forgotten and will never forget his, hell yes, I'm going to grab your AR-15 comment. So that's how things are going for Robert Francis O'Rourke.
You know, but... in the event, I still don't understand how he would have, the brownout thing would have worked for him, because there's such a full court press right now trying to make people believe that green energy is the only energy. I believe green energy could be some very good energy. It's called nuclear. It works.
So,
rain or shine. Nighttime, you know, it doesn't have to have the wind blowing. It just works all the time. And, yes, I know we haven't put any... new nuclear plants up since before I got my driver's license. But by the same token, that's not something we couldn't start doing today. And so I'm all about the green and the hydrogen and all that other stuff, because hydrogen is also a byproduct of nuclear power. Yeah. We could use that without having to have a side hustle going on to create the hydrogen, but that's all beside the point, because we wouldn't have to control everything, right? Is that? But
well, yes, and as we showed before President Biden took office, America could be 100% energy self-sufficient, and in fact export energy.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was that way,
you know,
right before.
Right policy.
It was that way right before he was sworn in. Anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, sometimes I look at these little side things they got going on. I mean, is he, well, you know what, I don't have time to get into that just this minute, so maybe we'll talk about that another day as the election comes up and everything. This article is also on the front, at the top of the page, at thetruthaboutguns.com. They have what's new, gear reviews, guns for beginners, and gun control. And those are the categories that you can look at, and all of that is breaking news. None of this is old stuff. Everything is very poignant right now, to the point, absolutely where you need to be when you're looking at stuff as it pertains to your world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are closing sharply lower on Wall Street. Fears about future rate hikes by the Fed Reserve triggering a steep market drop. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 643 points to close at 3363. The S&P fell 90 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 323 points. Volunteers searching for missing 16-year-old California teen Kylie Rodini alerted authorities to a submerged vehicle reportedly belonging to Rodini in a lake with a body inside.
We recovered the vehicle last night. We have located a decedent inside the vehicle. We believe it is our missing person. We have not been able to positively identify but it's more than likely.
That's Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon. Officials will wait for the results of an autopsy set for Tuesday. USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci is stepping down as chief medical advisor to President Trump later this year. Fauci announcing he'll be leaving the position in December to pursue the next chapter of his career. This as Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to say if they take over Congress, they will call Fauci to testify before them regarding the origins of COVID. A teachers union in Columbus, Ohio is beginning to strike Monday, just days away from the start of the school year. Columbus Education Association spokesperson Regina Fuentes speaks out about their decision.
Let's put words into action and get it done. Come back to the table, Columbus City Schools, so that we can get back to doing what we do best, which is teach our kids.
After 5 months of negotiations, the talks ended Sunday after the union rejected the school board's final offer. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, some schools are actually taking protecting children seriously, like Hillsborough County, Florida. They're going to get some new kit, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And it's not going to be, you know, your average Glock 17 or Glock 19 or something like that, which nothing wrong with that. It's very good guns. But the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is going to be equipping a lot of their deputies who are on school resource officer duty with B&T APC-9 carbine. With these are, if your listeners aren't familiar, these are B&T is Bruger & Thomae, who is a Swiss company that makes top of the line, beautifully made works of art, subguns. And these are pistol caliber carbines, 9mm carbines, that are very small. I have a collapsing stock, and they're going to be carrying these things around in Vertex cases that are kind of keep them on the down low and aren't going to scare little kitties, I guess.
Right.
But if they need them, they'll have them. I don't know if they're going to have the collapsible stock kind or the folding stock kind. Either way, these are great guns, and that's what the Hillsborough County is, of course, Tampa area in Florida. So schools around there will be protected with the best. Now we just need to make sure that any responding police officer, should the worst happen, actually use them if and when needed.
Yeah. So here's, and I guess the reason they went with that is because it's pistol caliber.
Yeah.
Because it's in a carbine version, they have one, two, three more points of contact to make it a steadier shot. I've never shot the BNT. Have you?
I have not. A couple of our riders have raved about them, loved them. They're a great gun. I guess they went with pistol caliber rather than an AR pistol type thing to minimize over penetration. I'm not sure. Some of our readers said, oh, but what about body armor? What about body armor? If you hit a guy with even wearing body armor enough with the 9mm, you're going to knock him down. Plus, body armor does not cover everything.
It doesn't cover most of anything, for the most part.
No, it doesn't.
Body armor is a panacea. It is not, you're not invulnerable.
Yeah,
if you wear body armor.
9mm in my body armor. You know, it'll break your ribs. It will do bad things to you, even if you are hit in the body armor. So I'm sure there's a lot of thought that went into what they're going to carry and use in these situations.
Well, I would imagine with some, I mean, that looks like it's got probably maybe a 5-inch barrel on the end of it. So it's got enough handgun. It's going to have enough handgun accuracy, coupled with the fact of more points of contact, to where they can probably, even if they are wearing body armor, if they're going to play devil's advocate, unless they're wearing head armor and thigh armor and rib armor, because most body armor doesn't, you know, most guys don't wear cummerbunds anymore. And I do not ascribe anything beyond mall ninja status to most of these rampage shooters.
Correct.
They go out. They're not out there thinking, well, you know, this where the side plates go. They're just thinking, yeah, I've got body armor. I'm invulnerable now. If they're doing that,
right? Correct. And despite what you hear most of the time, a lot of these people are described as wearing body armor. In fact, that's not what they're wearing.
No,
wear instead load bearing equipment just to carry magazines. That's
right.
Not actual body armor. That's actually very rare.
You know, one of the things that I never had addressed when I think about this is, like, we didn't have chest rigs or anything. We had something called LBE. And the spare ammunition rode low.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody that wears a plate carrier or a chest rig or something, the spare ammo is riding over their chest.
Correct.
So if somebody's shooting me, they're ruining my ammo.
This is true. I think, I was just, you know, I mentioned last time I was at a gun site recently, and the instructor there wore a chest rig to carry his ammo as well, and it carries it up high, and I think that's just because it's quicker to access, quicker reload, that type of
thing. Sure. Well, it's also, you wear it up high so that when you go in the prone position, you're not laying on it.
Right, and you can still get to it and pull it if you need to.
Yep. We used to undo the buckle and lay it out and drape it around us. if they wanted to lead by example, that's the thing about the Army. When I was in the 80s, it was still sort of you could get punched in the mouth, and, I mean, I did. If somebody got out there and said, Freddie, what are you doing that for? Well, because, sir, that's made out of brass, and it's punching a hole in me, and I'm not able to get completely prone, sir, and I want to be able to hide behind this piece of gravel.
Ah, gotcha.
But if you want to show me how it's done, sir, please do. Get in the prone position and show me what you're talking about. I'm happy to learn here. But, that was a different time. I would probably now just, nobody would say nothing to me no matter what it is.
Probably not.
Totally different military now. But anyway, looking at that gun, I could see where that would probably be a very good choice. You're maneuvering around it. How many resource officers will be in each school? Do we know that?
You know, it doesn't say, and I'm sure it varies from school to school. I think most probably will have one, but I don't know that. I don't know what the protocol is in Hillsborough County, but a lot of school districts are rethinking what they do and how they're being protected after Uvalde, as of course they should.
Well, I would have thought in Florida they would have been doing that after Parkland.
You would expect, yeah.
But I would have expected this to have happened after Columbine. I would not. I'm going to, until my dying day, the last thing I'm going to say as I go into the great beyond is there should never have been a school shooting after Columbine.
Well, I don't know that you can always stop a school shooting, but the responses should be better. But as we've seen in Uvalde, as we saw in Parkland, and we've seen in a couple of others, the Columbine lessons, while they were communicated and supposedly learned, they weren't put into practice everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem. That's a big problem.
Yeah, and it costs lives.
Yes, it does. And the other thing, well, I'll touch on this when we get back. This article is also at the top of the page. Everything I'm talking about today from thetruthaboutguns.com is off of the front page right this very instant at thetruthaboutguns.com. In addition to this, they've got the front page is always a little grab bag. So they got a couple of gun reviews. Well, they got a couple of reviews, and then they got a couple of stories. And it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You're not going to get bored going to thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Tell me about David Chipman's super secret firearms 101 online course for every town. Tell me about that.
Yeah, he had developed a online presentation back when he worked for Giffords as a gun control advocate before he was nominated to head the ATF. And now he's working, of course, for Michael Bloomberg and Everytown. So they had him put on a dog and pony show as well to do the same thing. So they sent out invitations for this thing, and a lot of people signed up for it. And not too long before the event was held, Everytown sent out a legal disclaimer saying all attendees are prevented from recording, taking images, doing anything to communicate what was said during the event. Fortunately, the intrepid people at the Firearms Policy Coalition were there and communicated what happened. I don't know if they'll be sued by Bloomberg's minions at Everytown or not, but yeah, he gave his little speech on handguns and the difference between different kinds of handguns. And magazines, which he said turn normal guns into killing machines. You'll be interested to know. He talked about the different kinds of assault weapons, quote unquote, and what makes them really dangerous. You know, magazines, folding stocks, pistol grips. And then he had an interesting slide during his presentation showing a. a Thompson submachine gun and an AR-15. And the caption on each one, one said, February 14th, 1929, Chicago, Illinois, seven dead over the Thompson, and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Parkland, Florida, 17 dead over the AR-15.
Right.
So he's equating a mob hit with a school shooting and claiming that the semi-automatic AR-15 is somehow infinitely more dangerous than a Thompson submachine gun. So we're getting pearls of wisdom like that, or the attendees got pearls of wisdom like that from Mr. Chipman, who, by the way, is also extremely bitter still about being declined the opportunity to run the ACF. He's really angry about at the NSSF, and he pretty much blames them, which is remarkable because the NSSF had literally never opposed any nominee to run the ATF, including the current director, who was just confirmed. They didn't oppose him either. They didn't support him. They didn't back him, but they didn't oppose him. Chipman is literally the only person they've ever openly worked to defeat, and that's because he is a gun control zealot and a hack who worked for civilian disarmament organization.
Yeah, he's working for Giffords when they were considering him. This wasn't where they got out there and said, "Let's go find the gray guy, the gray man that you know, maybe he sees our way." Or let's go. No, they said, "Let's go get an anti-gun nut who gets out there and says." Let me put this in just really plain language. The problem with any gun, if it is shot at somebody, is that barrel and that round. One round or 50 rounds, and if it has a barrel and it has a projectile coming out of it, then yes, it is dangerous. There's nothing that makes it more or less dangerous. Guns are dangerous. So they're all killing machines. Would you agree with that? That's why we have them.
Exactly. They're tools. You can use it for good, for bad. What the civilian disarmament operation never seemed to acknowledge is they are used to protect people and stop crimes and save lives far more often than they're used to take them by criminals. On an order of 4 to 5 times at least, depending on who is doing the measuring. So if you wave magic wand and get rid of all the guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, which is in fact what Giffords and Everytown and Chipman are working to do. All you're going to do is leave the criminals with firearms and law-abiding citizens without the ability to protect themselves.
Well, I just find that interesting that he's... I just don't ever remember. I know that every time they're trying to put a guy in charge of the ATF. Is there anybody that you would be interested in seeing run the ATF? Or should we just, as far as I'm concerned, we should lose the ATF and the FBI at this point. Just, start over with something new.
Yeah, I would have said the ATF should be disbanded and just have the function taken up by the FBI. There's no reason to need a separate operation to do it. But the FBI has become such a... partisan field operation for one party that they have massively discredited themselves, and it's almost as if you're going to do it right, and I have no illusions about that this is ever going to happen. You almost need to tear it down and create and do something else. And you see, come up with some new structure for enforcing federal law, because the FBI has really done themselves an incredible amount of harm.
Well, oh, Chipman. I still he still looks like Darren to me.
Yeah, kind of. He's just a bitter little troll and a...
Does he still work for the Giffords? Is he still working for Giffords?
No, I think he's on Everytown's payroll now. He's a consultant for them.
Oh, he's staying busy, huh?
Oh yeah, he's not poor.
yeah,
hardly. I mean, but as Larry King called him, he's a woefully unqualified partisan hack, which is why he had no business at all running a law enforcement operation.
Yeah. Going after the NSSF, that's like the NSSF is not a they're not typically for or against anybody whenever they're looking at the ATF. So I guess they went after him because in this particular case they went and got a on the payroll anti-gunner.
Well, yeah, it's because the Biden administration overreached hugely by selecting a dyed-in-the-wool gun control organization employee to run the Federal Firearms Regulatory Agency. That's like, you know, putting Michael Moore in charge of the FDA or something like that. It's insane. It was crazy enough that even operations and organizations that normally, you're right, take a quieter, more measured approach, came out tooth and nail against them.
Well, we've run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, sir.
TruthAboutGuns.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.